And that's before the tequila.
All right, I'm warming up, ready to go.
My goodness.
I always wanted to do that.
Well, you've done it now, Steve. Put that one. That's another thing you can write in the book.
Put it away.
His bucket list.
Steve Chavis officially had a grito on the air. Good.
Deborah Gallegos is my grito inspiration.
There you go.
She explains things Chicano to me that I didn't get growing up in Detroit.
Right.
Here in Colorado, you just got to get with it, man. You got to, feel the passion.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Gallegos, host of Sunday Morning's Canción Mexicana with others. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. It was great getting here, seeing all the Nugget fans getting excited and walking towards their big parade. And all I knew was that I had to get to KUVO. But I found my way. I grew up here in Denver, so I know how to get
the back streets.
Yes.
And you weren't crying.
No.
So that's good.
You're directing a production at the Firehouse Theater Company out in Lowry. The production is called Charity, which is part of a trilogy. And I want you to tell us about this story of the Morales family written by Evelina Fernandez.
So Evelina Fernandez is this great playwright from Los Angeles. She's this great and so talented. And so she has been writing plays for the last probably 40 years, mostly for the Los Angeles Theater Company. They're a Latino-based company out of L.A. So she started actually with this play, but then it started giving her ideas. So she wrote a whole trilogy talking about this Morales family that starts in 1900 with Esperanza and all of her children. And then so that takes place from 1900 to 1940s, and then the next play takes place in the 1960s, showing how that family has really integrated into the United States and America society, although they've kept their Mexicano side. And then this play takes place in 2005, where Esperanza is now about 105 years old, and she loves her tequila. But the family is really dealing with a lot of things like their son dying in Iraq during the first Iraq War. And then, and dealing with that is, you can imagine, very difficult. But learning to figure out how to make that happen. And it happens because Evelina has written these spirits that are coming to visit Esperanza, her ex-husband, who was a priest, but left the priesthood, became married, and then he went back to the priesthood. She never forgave him.
That's a story.
And her great-grandson, who died in Iraq, is coming to visit her and saying, you know, help his mom learn how to let it go. It's such a poignant story. Evelina is such a great writer. So I was honored to get to direct this show, because the actors that I got, I call them my dream team. Mm-hmm. They are such good actors. And
who's on stage? Who are they?
Well, we've got a number of people, including Yolanda Ortega, who
Yoli.
She's on one of the Canción Mexicana. She plays Esperanza, and you're not going to recognize her.
Okay. Really? The matriarch.
Then the mom and dad are Phil and Magali. Phil Luna, Magali Luna. Mm-hmm. Their daughter is Adriana Gonzalez. Cipriano Ortega plays one of the spirits, the son. Fabian Vasquez plays Silvestre, the spirit of her great-grandson. Kinari Rima plays this young Mexicano just wonderfully. And then we've got the three brothers, rest of the family. David Carrasco plays Bobby. Betty is played by Jordan Hull. And Johnny is played by Elliot Murphy, our only non-Latinx actor, but he has grown into, you thought we shot some Chicano blood into him.
Charity is the third part of this trilogy by Evelina Fernandez, on stage by the Firehouse Theater Company over in Lowry. It seems like spirits tell a particular kind of truth. And so you're directing these characters into dealing with this truth, confronting this truth,
you know,
in a humorous,
in a
tragic way.
She wrote it in a way that they've called magical realism. So it, you have to suspend your belief that these spirits are real. You know, somebody asked me, do you think there's hallucinations of a woman who's been drinking too much tequila?
Right.
Or I said, it's up to you, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's, yes, and it is tragic, but Evelina always writes funny ways that you can be crying and laughing at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's what you're describing sounds to me like... anytime you're involving spirits and you're involving the supernatural kind of different, you know, you've got this balance between faith that there's something greater out there. And that's why when a departed ancestor speaks to you, right, you don't get scared. Mm-hmm. It's not like ghost. It's like, hey, you know, why are you doing this? You know what I'm saying? It's like guidance, and you embrace it. You know, and isn't that why people leave little things out for, you know, you got your little tequila drinks, you got your little bit of food and stuff that's left out. It's just part of this whole mythology of mysticism of some of these things. It's hard for me to describe it. You're the director.
Well,
and
I think we should hire you to be our publicist.
I always remember the Milagro Beanfield War that had some of those kinds of elements, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Evelina is going to be here. We're so excited to bring her as a guest at a reception on the last night, which will be July 1st. And we're going to have a reception there. And so, you know, folks can please look us up at Firehouse Theater Company, Denver. And you're going to find us, our website, and we have all the information about how you can get tickets and also about, there's also a wonderful digital copy of our program that includes all of the a story about each of the other plays in the trilogy, so you kind of have that understanding before the show about the history.
Yeah, and how this fits in with the entire story.
Yes, and we even put some translations of the Spanish, some of the bad words.
Okay.
So that
shocking.
Not just the bad words, some of the other ones too, because I will give off one of the things that the old lady is trying to, Esperanza is trying to remember, and she goes in Spanish, she says something about her brain, patin, or something, and then she says, my brain farted. So so we wrote that in there too, just so people would know, because we don't have subtitles or surtitles.
It translates well.
Yeah.
Deborah Gallegos is directing the Firehouse Theater Company's production of Charity. It's at the John Hand Theater in the Lowry Complex. Just put in firehousetheatercompany.com. You'll get all the details. It's running through July 1st. Deborah, a Renaissance woman, so talented. Great to have you on the KUVO family. Great to have you this morning talking about the play Charity.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll catch up with you at the play, and we'll hear you on the radio.
Yes, I'll be on the 26th, I think.
Good. Thank you for coming in,
You're
Deborah.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets, go Nuggets. Yes. 14 ahead of 9 o'clock on KUVO Jazz. Yeah, let's play some music from some Colorado based musicians. We had Ted Alexander and Mitch Shamara takes a fierce solo on this rendition of Autumn Leaves on KUVO Jazz.